This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. 1 year ago, 6-year-old Wadea Al-Fayoumi was killed in what investigators allege was an anti-Muslim hate crime. A remembrance was held at Chicago's Muslim Community Center last night, and WBEZ's Claire Lane was there.
Just weeks after the start of the war in Gaza, Palestinian-American Wadea and his mother, Hanan Shaheen, were stabbed in their Plainfield Township home. Police say the family's landlord stabbed Wadea 26 times. Wadea's mother survived more than a dozen stab wounds. Maggie Slavin is part of Chicago's Council on American-Islamic Relations.
He had his humanization taken away from him, and I think like all these events that we're doing and all the protests that we're doing are trying to, you know, give him his humanity back, which we didn't have.
During the memorial, Wadea's father, Odea Al-Fayoumi, said his son represents all of the children who died in Gaza this year.
Police regulators in Illinois have proposed new rules that would lower the bar for stripping police officers of their badges. If finalized, officers could have their certifications removed without being convicted of a crime. Amy Thompson is an attorney with the nonprofit Impact for Equity. She says the proposal is a step in the right direction, but more could be done.
The public is kind of left in the dark to understand this large section of consideration of decertification, what's going to happen there.
For example, the rules do not outline how complaints against officers will be reviewed to determine whether further investigation is needed. The rules are now open for public comment. The potential for frost is in the forecast for much of northern Illinois tonight, but it should largely steer clear of Chicago. The National Weather Service is predicting nighttime lows in the upper 30s to low 40s in the city and close to Lake Michigan. A bit too warm for frost. Meteorologist Kevin Burke says the western suburbs could see freezing conditions in some areas, with low temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s.
Anybody that has still growing things outside, and has any sensitive plants that they want to protect, they either, you know, need to bring them inside or somehow cover them up.
Burke says after the cold snap, this week will return to milder, warmer weather, with temperatures in the 70s by the weekend. A new book looks at the history of the Harlem Globetrotters, which you might not know begins on the south side of Chicago. Globetrotter, How Abe Saperstein Shook Up the World of Sports, analyzes how Saperstein, the founder of the Globetrotters, constructed the team. Former Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times editor Mark Jacob wrote the book with his brother Matthew. He tells WBEZ's Reset they never knew Saperstein's story.
We knew that he had founded the Harlem Globetrotters, and that was about it. Just a one sentence, that's what we knew. And we started looking into it, and we were just gobsmacked by how much we didn't know about him and how impactful he was in the world of sports and the world of culture.
The book goes on to share stories of the team's early days playing in gyms across the Midwest before coming the global phenomenon they are now. A few more things you should know today. Former President Donald Trump will be in Chicago today. He'll speak at a luncheon at the Economic Club of Chicago. The Economic Club has extended an invitation to Vice President Kamala Harris, but she is not currently scheduled to appear. The trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan resumes today. 8 women and 3 men have been chosen for the jury, but the panel needs more. Opening statements had been expected to start today, but that timing is unclear while jury selection is underway. The trial is expected to last 11 weeks. Today's weather, it's going to rain and the high will be 50 degrees. Tomorrow, temperatures will rise a bit to the mid-50s and it will be sunny outside. That's it for The Rundown. If you like us, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.